I said, today ain't the day for me to call Dr. But I said, and you know what had happened? Now, it had been troubling, hanging over the foot of the bed, not this one, but another bed. Sit up here in a chair, had a pillow made there, and that thing would, it wasn't anything ever I had, I believe. And that morning, I got sort of uneasy myself. And here's what had to happen. It started from that toe, and here's where the puss bag. That foot had to go be busted all the way through like a tapping. Have you ever saw a tapping? It's like a sole off a shoe.
All the way back.
Well, I heard, I told Angus, I said, get cold. Miss she called him, went that dog. I said, today ain't the day for me to come, dog. He says, well, that's all right, but he says, it's got to come out somewhere. And he says, that's all right, let her come on out. And that foot didn't get quieted till then. I picked cutting out that hole, caught trucks. But and Dr. Don told me, he says, don't you never pick another place with a pen. Unless you take a needle and burn that needle, or either stick it in some rope, alcohol. Well, it's been a lesson to me, and that's been a number of years.
That's dangerous, I guess.
Yeah. He'd been there in them times. He'd even cut that foot off if he had done it in them times.
Now, that foot had to bust all the way through.
Well, it must have hurt.
Oh, that thing was hurting me so bad.
Yeah.
I'd sit up on in the bed, and I'd throw my feet, and rounds was indifferent to that, and then I'd get up. Then I put my foot on a pillow down here on the floor. And I tell you, that made me wrestle. His brother had the same trouble. He had a turnip patch, summer turnip. Wasn't it summer? Early. We could sell them, you know, good. His place back here now, my sister owned it. And he'd go getting those greens, you know, and had a foot just like mine. And they carried him down to the clinic. Dr. Theodore was his doctor, wasn't he? Now that's been years and years. I went down and cut his hand, shaved him time or two. I asked him what it cost him, said they didn't charge him anything, said they, what to do, I said, just put a light over it. That is all.
Well, it's a lot easier,
isn't it? Yeah, some kind of light. I don't know what it was. In them times, you know, everything was cheap, and then he said it didn't cost him a thing. He went on back there after he come out of the hospital and lived for years.
I see. Was telling me the other day that the reason he didn't go to the doctor with his cold is that he's not too fond of shots.
he had it nice. Was it your poor lady? Yeah, and my cold was better. I was doing pretty good. I beat man. They walk off down. I think I walked down. It had it nice to put it right in that joint bone. Right there on the top. And it hurt a little. And hurt a little for a good many days. And I was just as stupid as ever you seen. I was doing pretty good. Done got rid of my, it seemed like having any feet. And when she put that in there, I was nervous afterward. And I was sluggish feeling with the cold. And I was gonna tell him if I went, you know.